A campaign is mounting to switch up how Seattle City Council members are elected. Right now, council members can live anywhere in the city. The proposal would assign council seats to specific parts of town. Tomorrow, the campaign starts a petition drive to get the measure on the fall ballot. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The idea is to break up the city into smaller voting districts, and it's a familiar one in Seattle. Voters here rejected similar plans in 1975, 1995, and most recently in 2003. Todd Donovan teaches political science at Western Washington University. He's seen a common reason why some voters resist district-based politicians.
There's this one argument that it leads to pork barrel politics, because you've got champions of various parts of town, you know, trying to get city projects and city funds and all to their part of town.
But Donovan says the pork barrel approach can serve constituents well. He says evidence shows it can lead to a more even distribution of public money across the city. The current proposal differs from past ones in a couple major ways. This time, it includes a map of where the districts would go. It also retains two citywide council seats. Donovan reviewed a couple of the campaign's claims about why district-based elections are better. They say it'll lower the cost for candidates to run. That's true, Donovan says. It tends to cost less to canvass a smaller district of voters. Campaign supporters also suggest district elections would give newcomers a better chance to beat incumbents. Donovan disagrees.
The smaller and the more homogeneous the district is, probably the more likely that incumbent is going to have a pretty good chance of getting reelected over and over.
Especially if that incumbent is good at bringing public funds and projects back to the home district. Supporters need to collect more than 30,000 signatures to get on the November ballot. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.